Day one of fall camp, what's it been like just kind of being in the competition for the starting quarterback? I mean, how are you in terms of your comfort level with the offense?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, obviously the goal is to compete, and I think being in this environment elevates everybody's game. And yeah, I feel like the day went well and acclimated pretty well, so just got to keep stacking days.
How have they split up reps, and have you gotten a chance to go with the first team a lot today?
Yeah, split up reps pretty equally, and again, it's a competition, and so coaches got to, you know, divvy it up and you know, make that decision with an equal amount of reps. So it's been well.
Do you feel like you have all different strengths that you can bring to the offense, or pretty similar?
Yeah, I think we're all capable of making every throw, and you know, we're all capable of using our legs when needed. So you know, I think it's a great fit for A-Rod's offense, and yeah, I mean.
Did you think when you came here that you would be in competition for the starting job right away?
yeah, I mean, anytime you go to school or you know, any environment you want to play, you want to compete. You know, obviously circumstances arose and kind of opens up an opportunity, so kind of gotta take it and you know, do your best with that.
How crazy has it been for you over the last like 8 months? You went to Stanford, they ended up here. Like, what's the journey been like so far for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything happens for a reason. I learned a lot. You know, everything's a process, and yeah, I think it's everything happens for a reason. I think I'm in a good spot, and yeah, I'm really excited.
How challenging is Roderick's offense to learn since you got here in May?
Yeah, I was fortunate to be at Stanford and you know, got to experience college football and obviously learn from a great offensive mind. And so coming over to Coach A-Rod's, obviously there's a lot of complexity in a lot of offenses, and so getting acclimated to the terminology, you know, but you find ways to kind of simplify the game and simplify the playbook, you know, and kind of just play free when you're out there.
Are there specific ways where the offense fits your individual strengths as a quarterback?
Yeah, I think one of the things Coach Mitchell and Coach A-Rod advocate for is, you know, playing free and you know, playing to your strength in your game, you know, and that's, you know, off-platform throws and, you know, making plays, you know, if it's third and whatever, you know, having the capability to use your legs to go get that first down, you know, so I think it's a great scheme and you know, I think that's why we won a great amount of games last year.
Since you arrived, what have you done to form relationships with key personnel on this offense to win that locker room over?
Yeah, well, we got a big ping pong kind of deal going in the locker room, and then we call it the fun house. It's actually a house probably like a mile away. We go over and play Catan all the time, so just, yeah, forming relationships that way. It's been fun.
What's the story behind wearing number 47?
Yeah, me and my dad joke around. I used to play running back when I was younger, when I started playing football. And then when I made the transition to quarterback, I just kept the number, and I continued to play actually a middle linebacker up until eighth grade. So I like the number, and it kind of brings you back to like your primitive nature, I guess, when you're playing. So it's yeah, it's cool.
So let's get this one out of the way early. Why are you named after an animal?
I can ramble a little. It's a long story. So Tiger's real name is James Florian Bachmeyer, and so James, he's the fourth. Tiger's the fourth. James Florian Bachmeyer the first is my dad's grandpa, and he was a fighter pilot. He smoked those unfiltered Camels, and his voice was deep. So my dad growing up, his grandpa, so my great grandpa James the first, would always go tell my dad like, get over here, Tiger. And my dad always thought that was cool. He named James the fourth Tiger when he had a kid, and then he said the best one's got to be named Bear. So
what is it like having your brother here to go through this?
It's been great. I mean, yeah, the relationship that we have is I mean, yeah, he's my brother. You know, we live together, and you know, growing up we kind of did everything together, and so you know, reliving the glory days from high school to college. So I think it's going
to
be really fun.
Well, what are you leaving with your brother to learn the playbook?
Yeah, so he's smart. I like to think I'm smarter, but we kind of, you know, he'll quiz me, I'll quiz him, and I think that's kind of helping us, you know, even expedite our learning process within the playbook.
What went into the decision to leave Stanford in the first place?
Yeah, I love my time at Stanford. Obviously, you know, some circumstances arose with, you know, coach leaving, and you know, I'm here now, so I'm really excited.
You had an older brother, Hank, who just recently finished his college career. Have you been able to learn things from his journey through Boise and Louisiana Tech and Wake and everything?
Yeah, I got to Texas Morning, actually, and just, you know, I'm very fortunate to have him, and you know, he's obviously played a lot of ball. He's got a lot of experience, so I'm just trying to be a sponge with him, and obviously he's passing down a lot of knowledge to me, and I'm trying to soak it up as much as I can. So yeah, it's a great asset to have.
What are your impressions of the offensive personnel around you, this offense?
Yeah, I think we got dogs. I think you know, I think it starts up front, and you know, we got guys that can go. They can move the line of scrimmage. I think we have the number one tailback in the country, and we got guys on the perimeter that can go. So I think we're in a great spot.
As a freshman, how do you gain the trust of the rest of the team and exert your leadership ability?
Yeah, I think you know, I think when it kind of it's kind of like your innate kind of behavior, and you know, that natural behavior, and you know, having command and commanding presence, you know, in the weight room and off the field, and obviously, you know, you got to perform. So.